White. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 12, 1899. Dear son Edson, be careful how you move. The last move you made in reference to your boat resulted in injury to yourself. Your course of action must not be a temptation to those who would excuse their neglect of the field where you have worked so hard. Do not give them a semblance of excuse for selfishness and hard-heartedness. Do not lay a stumbling block in their path. This is the work of the enemy, and he is a wonderfully skillful worker. You are now to seek the Lord as never before. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Hebrews 12, verse 13. My son, do not become discouraged. Look to Jesus and trust in him. Keep the eye single to the glory of God. Hide self in God. Do not, I beseech of you, participate in this mania for illustrations. If you will depend upon God and walk humbly before him, he will be your helper and your God. The Holy Spirit is freely bestowed upon every soul who will exercise faith in God. Edson and Emma, you are very precious to me, but you are even more precious to the one who gave his life for you. Walk before God and be ye perfect. See Genesis 17, verse 1. I sometimes think it may not be long before I lay off the armor, but I am not concerned about this matter. I want to work while life lasts. I see a great work to be done near where we are located. In the city of Maitland, a beautiful place 27 miles from Kurrenbong, our next New South Wales camp meeting will be held. The roads to Maitland are steep and mountainous, but they are being improved and will soon be quite passable. At the close of our camp meeting in Toowoomba, Queensland, and in Maitland, meetings will be carried on in Newcastle, where a neat house of worship has been built. Hamilton is a large suburb of Newcastle. Adamstown and Lambton, suburbs of the same city, are waiting to be worked. Mr. Arnott, the manufacturer of the Arnott's biscuits, or crackers, resides in Lambton. The homes of many of the wealthy are in this suburb. I should have placed Wallsend before this last-mentioned suburb. Wallsend, which is 19 miles from Kurrenbong, is divided into three parts: West Wallsend, Young Wallsend, and Wallsend proper. Some time ago, Sarah McEnterfer and I drove to this place. Part of the road had been newly worked, and for some distance it was hard traveling for the horses, but passing this, we had a good hard road for the remainder of the journey. We passed Cockle Creek, a little town which must be worked, and a little later came to West Wallsend. 2 or 3 miles further on was Young Wallsend, and a drive of another 5 miles brought us to Wallsend proper. 3.5 hours from the time we left Kurrenbong, we were at the mission at Wallsend. When the roads are finished, we shall be able to make the journey in 3 hours. In all these places there are precious souls who must be searched out and labored for. There is no rest for us in this warfare. Before I left home to make my first visit to Queensland, the people in these towns along the line were presented before me as sheep having no shepherd. After the important meeting at Brisbane, we entered Newcastle, where a greater interest was manifested than we have seen at any camp meeting in this country. Indeed, I might say, in any country. 1 week ago, we were driven out to the suburbs surrounding Newcastle, and I then saw the settlements which had been presented before me, all waiting for the third angel's message. These are wicked places, but God has precious souls in all of them. I have been instructed that these places must be worked. Those who understand the reasons for our faith are not to excuse themselves from earnest, interested labor. Go work today in my vineyard, the Master says. Matthew 21, verse 28. None will be excused from doing their utmost to extend the knowledge of the truth. The word has come to me. God's people are not to be consumers, but producers. We have a great and grand truth to proclaim. We are not to lose our spirituality in doing nothing. We are to labor to save perishing souls from ruin. All heaven is at work to save the souls ready to die. Will we cooperate with the great master worker and heavenly beings? Will we go out into the wilderness of sin and draw souls to Christ? The great shepherd of the sheep will teach us how to work, how to hunt for souls, and the Holy Spirit will be our efficiency. We have no time to lose. The message is for the world. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, Christ says. Mark 2, verse 17. Let the trumpet call be given. While some give the heaven-sent message to the large assemblies, let others go from house to house and open the Scriptures to the people, and angels of God will give the people ears to hear and hearts to understand. The worker who labors in humble dependence upon God, seeking His counsel at every step, will be guided by heavenly wisdom. Let them not trust in their own feeble efforts, but trust in God and pray to Him in faith. Ever remember that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11, verse 12. We need to cultivate that persevering faith which will hold fast to the promises. Humble yourself, but exalt God. Empty the soul of selfishness and sin, and lay hold of God's power. Then you can claim His promise, "Ask and ye shall receive." John 16, verse 24. Bear in mind that if we commit iniquity, if we cherish deception and falsehood, if we deal unfairly in order to bring gain to ourselves, the Lord cannot hear our prayers, and we shall remain weak and unsatisfied. Cleanse the heart of self and hatred, and let love for souls rule, even for those souls who have dealt with you unjustly and dishonestly. They need all the pity you can give them, for they will receive according to their works.